And then we're like, no, it can't. Reeks. It reeks. Like, it smells like what? And he's just like,
yo. It smells like what?
And he's like, it really smells up here. And then I walked upstairs and I was like, yo, it is dank. That's it.
Man, everyone feeling themselves.
Let's get through it.
Chami, let me get a laugh. Julian. Jermaine. You feel the smell fucking me? Energy. You feel the fucking vibes. Raptors in five. Yeah. Raptors in six. Out.
Let's do. Yo, this.
What's up? Hey, man.
It's five now.
Fuck all the intros. Let's get to cheering.
You know what it is, man.
You know what it is. Unicorn.
What up? For our audio listeners, we cheer.
That reach.
Young Cuts.
I'm not drinking alcohol.
No, this is water.
That was water.
Damn.
Absinthe 7.
Fill that up.
Wait, hold on. You guys took a shot?
Yeah, a shot.
Oh.
That was great.
That was a good shot.
No,
I had water.
That was a good shot.
Because I have finished my shit.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
Bro, you guys poured me a fucking...
This is a drink.
A grown beverage. Yeah, this is...
You should have got a straw with this.
This is a lot of fun.
Do you want a straw? I can get you a straw.
Yo, actually, that'd be sick.
Make sure the straw is paper, though, you know?
Yeah,
we popping lids this summer. We popping lids.
Trying to stay green.
You popping lids,
man. Yo, you know what
it is. Save all the turtles.
Straight off the fucking back. Shout out to all my polar bears.
Woo! I'm feeling it.
Do that shit now.
I'm feeling it.
And don't forget about my fucking sea turtles.
Woo! Yeah. Watch when you put them fucking can holder together shits, man.
Yeah.
Shout out my fucking koalas. Yeah.
Koalas.
Jeez. Nick.
Ooh,
welcome back to a band spanking. Welcome back to a
band spanking. We spent too much bands.
That's it, man.
Band spanking.
You know what welcome back to, man. Whatever.
Hey, yeah.
Welcome back to the shit, man. We here. I'm me. He him. They them.
That's all it is.
That's all it is, man.
Our manager is shaking her head right now, so maybe you should redo that.
All right, yeah. Welcome back to a brand spanking new episode of Random Order by 4YE Media. You know what it is, presented by Mush Studios. It's your boy Jay, man, the most handsome. I'm out here. 360's on the way. Very close. I'm like 270 right now.
Yeah.
When I come through with the 360's, it's over.
Yeah, yeah. I can confirm. That's definitely a 270.
Uh-huh. Right. Baby Trey in the building.
Oh, man.
That's my intro.
That's a real claps. Real claps.
And you already know, Chami the Yummy.
Chami.
That's it.
Chami.
Yo, who else we got in the building, man?
Oh my God. This man.
Man.
First time on the show.
Ooh.
He's one behind time. The scenes of a lot of your favorite stuffs by us.
A lot of.
Speaking of Judge Tycho, episode 1 all the way to 7.
Jeez.
Wait, was it 7 episodes?
Yeah, 7.
It was 7, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be 8.
She was on set at a GQ parody.
Sweating with us.
Ooh.
He was eating sushi with us at lunch. That's all I'm going to say. My man Julian in the building.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Kid Studio.
Yeah, man.
That's a sick jersey you got there, Julian.
You like it?
Yeah.
For our audio listeners, it says
T-O-R-O-N-T-O.
Yo, you know what's gonna age so well?
What?
When I say the Raptors are taking it tonight.
Ooh.
Yeah, game. What's it? What game is this?
Game 4.
Game 4. We're taking this tonight. It's gonna age so well. This is gonna age so fucking well. This
you know, age better.
What's that?
If I agreed with you.
Cool.
I think there needs to be a bomb on that one.
Yeah, co-sign that one.
This is gonna age so well. Game 4 goes to the Raptors. It goes directly to the Raptors. And this is going to age so fucking well. I can't wait for this shit to age because it's going to age.
The sickest direct deposit ever that just goes straight into your bank.
Yeah.
Get your coins up.
Move the button.
Karate style.
Oh, yeah, that shit.
You know what? I wish it was a karate style button.
Yeah, man.
But this episode is going to be a short one because the game is going on.
Yeah.
The game is going on. Downtown is crazy.
Yo, there's we got a dub to watch.
Traffic.
We got a dub to
you
see.
Know, we got a dub to watch.
Niggas was late. We pulled up here late. We got to go.
My back is sweating for the audio listeners.
And y'all not gonna get at me in these comments. Y'all not going to do none of that. This episode is however long it is because my niggas got to go. So
47 minutes. Max.
20. Maybe 20.
Whatever.
If it's 20, don't be mad at me.
It might be like a 5.
It'll be a hot 20, though.
Are we doing
hot
20?
Yeah, that's it.
Hot 20.
It's a fucking bomb.
That's it.
Yeah, man.
Yo, what's
potent?
Yo, you was talking about, just for the people that don't know you, you was talking about Kid Studios, man.
Kid Studio.
Yeah,
kids.
Yeah, yeah.
No, no S. No S. It's only one. It's not plural. You
know
what it
is.
He don't know what it is. You just found out what it is later.
Yeah. Nah, nah. Yeah. This is my man's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to him about Kid Studio.
I know.
What do you want to know?
Yo, man. Not me. I know what it is.
No, you don't. Kid Studio, it's basically 5 Asian guys. You know, we do some film production. We got 2 directors, Crystal and Glenn.
Shout out Crystal and Glenn.
Oh my God. We got 2 producers, me and Vince Tran, you know.
Huh, shout out Vince Carter.
Yo, we need a sound for that too.
I got you every sound.
Vince Tran.
I got another one ready.
And then the last one is Red, our editor, you know, he chops up everything, like every single thing. He's like one of the best editors in the city, yep. Minus Jay. You know the vibes. And then we got a bunch of honorary members. You know, the ones that got the chains on, like Chami.
Chami the Yami.
He's got the chain. Tommy actually only has a chain because he hits like mad game winners for us. You know,
that's
like
false.
When we go to
don't call me out like that.
What do you mean? That's you say you don't hit the game winners?
No, I swing it to you. I let you hit the game
true.
Winners.
That's true. Yeah.
If your mic's moving, you can tighten it with this.
No, I'm nervous. Right, that's why I keep like fucking like
fucking time.
That's why I keep moving it. You know.
Last time we had, I think it was Ellie on the show, and like the mic kept fucking turning, so he's trying to adjust it.
Yeah.
He's like,
no, my bad. Actually, let me tell you guys. First and foremost, congratulations, because you guys had Ellie speaking English on this podcast.
Yo, I had no idea.
Like Ellie is my man, and he was speaking very articulate, and he was going into some really crazy things, but his English was A1, I think so.
Shout out
to Ellie.
So.
Ellie and 5, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, for
Ellie
sure. And 5. Ellie for got sure. Coming back, man. Shout out to Ellie.
Yo, how'd you get started?
I actually wanted to know how you got started. Okay, so basically, we started as a design studio. We were doing like graphic design, websites, and shit like that. And then one thing led to the next, and Vince and Glenn originally were doing music videos on the side for a bunch of artists in the city. And then one thing led to the next, and they got a call saying like, "Yo, we saw this video. Would you want to do a video for this artist that I'm working with?" Yeah. And it ended up being The Weeknd.
Oh, shit.
And then they slapped that video. It ended up being like a Toronto classic called King of the Fall. You can look it up.
As you guys,
you're looking it up? You're looking, no, you're not.
Oh, yeah, no.
And basically, like overnight, we were just like a... overnight, we were pretty much a production company from there, you know?
That's where it started.
King of the Fall was numero uno.
Yeah, yeah. So, obviously, you know, you get a cosign like that, and, you know, we were in a position to, like, really take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. And then immediately it was just video after video after video after video, and we had to, like, figure it out. And you guys were part of it pretty early when we did that Roy voice.
Go on,
big up yourself. That was really early. We had no idea what we were doing. I still don't know what I'm doing, like to this day. But
I feel you
figured it out. You know,
well, you're nice at it, though.
I was gonna say you're nice at showing everyone that you're like nice at it. You know,
I wouldn't be able
to tell that you're figuring it out. You know,
like, every single day.
Some stupid shit, but yeah, for people that don't know, me and Jermaine and Julian were in the Roy Woods video. Go on, big up yourself. We had a little cut scene with Cardinal Official. Shout out Cardinal, man.
Jeez,
yes sir.
And that was done by you guys, and fucking it was cool because I remember we were talking like after that. That's kind of like when we met. We became tight. You're like, "Yo, I want to do something with you guys," and we're like, "Yo, and the time's right. We just don't know what," because we were afraid, because we're like, "Yo, we got to go to these guys." Like these guys,
bro. It took 2 years. It took 2 years for us to like actually figure it out,
and it made sense. We went out to lunch. He paid for it. I'm like, "Oh,
yo, thank you. This guy's real."
This is what I thought. I'm like, "Oh, bro, is serious." So I'm like, "All right, you know, I'm gonna take my time."
Yeah, when someone buys you lunch,
yeah,
it was not that serious. It's like 3 pizzas and what was it?
Yo, the bill was like 90 bucks.
No, yeah, it was like two bills, but whatever, you know.
And then he did the classic. All right, guys, but I gotta go. I don't, what y'all niggas doing? Like, I gotta be out. And I'm like, damn. Yeah, I guess
we're you guys home. Weren't doing shit that day, yeah, anyway.
I was probably doing stuff.
No, I was trying. Yeah, I do stuff. Damn it. But nah, shit, man.
But yeah, since then it was we did Judge Tycho right after then.
Jeez,
you know that shit came out hard.
Dude, that shit was fun.
People still ask about when we're getting more episodes.
Yeah, when are we doing season two, by the way? Is that like a coming soon thing?
When do you want to do it?
Let's do it just now.
Just now, then.
Just now.
That's a new release date. Just now. Judge Tycho, just now.
Hey.
Look out for that. Mark it on your calendar.
Mad script's about to be written.
Yeah, for real.
You write that down somewhere.
Yeah, man. Just put on a calendar. Just put in some blank area.
Did you do that shit in school, or did you figure it out just on the way? Like,
figure it out.
Self learn.
Figure it out.
Rather.
Google.
YouTube.
Do your Google's YouTube. Like, a lot of the stuff at the beginning was like, what is a call sheet? Yeah. How, like,
yo, literally me right
template
now.
Budget on Google kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And luckily, we had like a really good group from day one. You know. Everyone was like super supportive, like no egos or anything. And, you know, it turned into a real career. So shout out everyone at Kid Studio. And yeah, that's just where we're at.
That's all it is, man.
I was going to ask, what's your favorite video that you guys have done?
Favorite video?
Chime of the Yami's Ghost Street 2.
Tommy, what's your favorite video that we've ever done? I could speak on that. My favorite video that we ever did was Future and The Weeknd. It's this track called Coming Out Strong. Mm-hmm. And we like booked out like Lower Bay Station, like the TTC and everything like that. Yeah. And Future came in to the city and he was like super nice, and you know, everyone knows the stories about Future, and some people might think he's difficult, but A1 guy, like super gentleman. And basically, we didn't have enough time to fill out all the permits for the TTC to allow us.
Yeah.
And basically, the TTC people were crazy nice about it. They're just like, yo, we'll let you guys film in this station if we can get a picture of my daughter with The Weeknd.
Oh, that's it.
And then we were able to do it.
Yeah, I'll be shaking. Yeah. Even on like smaller shoots, like we used to like book certain places, and then like we like only have like 2 hours, and then I'm like fucking shaking because like, we're running out of time, and we're not even halfway through the script. So I can't imagine that pressure.
No, it was crazy too, and we were filming it like in the station too. So Lower Bay Station is essentially under Bay Station, like at in Yorkville.
Yeah,
and it's an abandoned spot, but Future's whole crew was there. There was a whole EXO crew there. You know, they were lighting a few things, like a few candles and a bunch of different aromas floating around.
And marijuana candles, if you will. If you catch my drift.
For the audio listeners.
Yeah. A blunt, if you catch my drift. Yeah.
Tokyo Ganja. Smoke.
If you see what I'm saying, drift. You see where I'm going with it. You know what I'm saying? But anyways,
And then we had this conductor come down.
He lit one up too?
No, like basically, he was just like, bro, like it reeks upstairs. And then we're like, no, it can't. It reeks. Like it smells like what? And he's just like,
yo. It smells like what?
And he's like, it really smells up here. And then I walked upstairs and I was like, yo, it is dank. Like really, really, it's like they hotbox the whole area. And you know, heat rises, right?
Yeah.
Like on some science. Shit. So like,
in case
so
you
like
didn't know.
Ego starts from here and then it like goes up like that. Yeah. So I walked through the whole station and bro, everyone was probably high off that shit. Like
it was loud.
Super
was
Future, super man. What are you gonna
do? It's not gonna be real.
Future was hilarious, bro.
I'd still say King of the Fall was definitely my favorite one.
That's the one though. That's the one. Yeah. That's the one that set the tone.
That was 5 days of 14 hours.
Yeah.
Every single day.
That was a really, really good video. Another video I like from you guys.
Hands down, changed everything in video, to my opinion. A lot of people started copying once that dropped.
Mm.
A lot of people started copying.
It was just so Toronto.
Do you remember that that Kanye track, Last Call? It's at the end
of
college.
Last Call, Foul Call.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So basically, at the end, he's like, talking about how he was like doing beats for Jay-Z and everything like that. He was talking to every label, and every label was like, wanting their beats to sound like Jay-Z because they're dick riders.
Yeah.
Basically, every label after King LaFall was just like, yo, give us this. give us King LaFall vibes for our artists in Miami. And we're like, I don't know if we can do that, fam. Like,
so you see the Weeknd video he did, right? Can you do the exact same shit?
Carry that.
Literally the same thing. Here. Just cut Weeknd out and put this guy in.
Yeah.
And let's do that. Let's just nail that. Can we just nail
like,
that?
What if we just
like,
to,
like dude, like, we really love what you guys do. And everything about it is like wicked, totally. And like the budget is like, we want it to be this, but like we only got this. But like,
you can make it work, right?
Yeah, you guys can do it, right?
Make it sick.
Just make it the King of the Fall, but like, just add this person in there. You're like, oh, okay, cool.
And then we get this.
Yo, five bills.
What do you mean, five bills?
Five bills.
Speak well. Even the safe
reminder of my favorite video.
You just pulled it up, fam.
Yeah, no, like I like this because it was a different Weeknd, you know. This was like him breaking through some next shit, and then I saw you guys did. I'm like, yo, this is wavy. And then obviously, of course, because of like everyone that was in it and shit, the shots it was really cool.
Gang. Who's your favorite cameo in this though?
I probably was ASAP Rocky in the tunnel in this video. Was that the remix?
Yeah. He was like dancing.
I fuck with Rocky
with the doors up.
Yeah, the doors up.
That was the hardest shot because it was everywhere.
Yeah.
Who else was in here? Drake, Rocky.
YG. Boolin.
Who?
He said Boolin.
YG was Boolin.
Oh, he said Goldlink.
Travis was in there? Yeah, French was in there.
Crazy. Yeah, I remember Frenchie in there. Cool. Yeah, you guys had like a
Bryson.
Lot.
Bryson was here. He actually came to Toronto to film that part.
Even the French video y'all did.
88 Glam was in there. XO. Nav was in there, you know.
Holy.
Yeah, this is
Young Shrimp Tempura was in there.
Lamar,
Cash,
Lamar. Yeah,
Teddy Phantom. You know,
jeez,
it was just a vibe. It was just a vibe. The PJ was out. It was just
PJ
a
was
vibe.
Out.
The PJ was out. You guys going to PJ?
Not me personally. I'll tell you a funny story about this video though, because we were filming this while we were doing a commercial in Toronto.
Yeah.
So it was like the first time that like, so basically, Kid Studio is like a bunch of Filipinos. Mm-hmm. So it was the first time like. We had to split the Filipinos to like different sides of the country.
Cool.
So half of us were here doing like a parka commercial. And then the other half was like in LA doing this. And then I got the hard drive back for this and I was so cheesed, bro. Cause I was here, like we're outside filming this like crazy winter commercial. And like, look at this. This is like
fucking sick. I'll cry.
It's pretty nice, though.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking sick.
On the PJ, French is out there.
Oh, Lee.
Lamar is, like, racing. Like, they got all their whips out. Yeah, that's, like, iconic.
Yeah, the video's a vibe. It was just, I don't know, like, I got that. Like, kind of everyone's just chilling. Everyone's happy and just, I don't know, just together, you know? Like, I got that sense of community from this video.
Yo, it's unity, really cool.
Yeah. And, yeah, shout out the EXO crew because, honestly, when they hit us up to do this video... We are kind of just like, yo, hopefully we can get another one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're, funny story, we're actually in a coloring session doing this, finishing up this video called Bounce Back for Big Sean, which was like the biggest video for us at the time.
Yeah, that was a huge video too.
And we were talking about it. We're like, yo, I wonder if we're going to get another video from Abel, right? And then maybe like 3 hours into our session, we get a text. He's like, yo, you guys want to do a reminder? And we're like, oh, shit. And this is like the most like Toronto track on that album.
Yeah.
So we're all like jumping for joy. So that was like a really big look for us. So shout out the whole EXO team, Lamar, the whole squad.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Did you guys do this video?
Which one? No.
The one with the
helicopter. And this, for our audio listeners, of course, you guys can't see this
right now. Yeah, you gotta come over to the video.
If you guys haven't seen this video, there's a helicopter.
Didn't they put an explanation on, like, why it happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a turbulence of the blades of a helicopter spinning this girl got injured on a hike. Bro, a woman, why am I saying
girl?
Girl 74 years old.
74,
right?
Yo, she's spinning so
fast. Completely.
Yo, like this is, I thought this was bad enough, but then like it kept going.
Bro, if you like scrub through to like this area on that shit, like Bro, like, look at how fast she's going there.
She's spinning.
And it's just warming up.
This is like
we're just getting started.
Is she astronaut training here? Like, that's what it looks like. You know, like, imagine all the G-forces in that thing.
She's going as fast as the blades.
Why is it so funny, though? Like, why?
It's funny. I'm just like, yo.
Yo, then they go wide.
They zoom out. They're like, you guys won't believe this shit.
Oh, bro, my God.
I can't even tell you where her head is right now.
She's
more injured now, right?
Yeah.
Like, for sure.
Yo, let a fucking snake bite me, bro.
Bro, I know.
Bro.
Just drop me in the bushes.
But why isn't the helicopter moving? Like, is it waiting for her to settle? Or?
That's what he... No, now he just said, fuck it. He's like, I think they're
trying to figure out why she's spinning. So then when they realize the closer she gets, it's getting worse. They're trying to bring her lower so it's easier for her. But then they realize that she has to unspin anyway because she's already been spinning.
We should
interview the fucking pilot. Yeah.
Pilot, if you're watching this, you want to
what happened? Let me know your thoughts. Shoot me a DM.
Please, let me know.
The easiest thing I think would have been to just land it and, like, not be fucking extra cool. Just, like,
and then
land it.
Put her in.
Yeah, it's less cool than, like, lowering a cable and clipping her up or whatever. But
yeah,
she maybe would have not spun.
Your
she's
man's
in
there?
The helicopter.
Yeah. And also, can you pour that Henny?
Fatana, human bandana, can you get our man's downstairs?
Yeah.
Yo. A Fatana!
Human fucking bandana!
Yo, Fatana, why you do that? I'm going to occupy our guests for a little bit. If you guys want to turn your attention to me, I'd appreciate that.
Isn't it just a camera switch? Or are you telling me, oh.
Wow.
I won't let you see it.
That's it.
Anyways, man, this is just, I'm like an onion. This is like one of my layers. So, anyways.
You got two layers.
One and two.
That's a solid onion.
Yo, Chani, what you been on, man?
Yo, I just been chilling, man. A couple things happening. I can't talk
about
it.
Yeah, pour that.
Oh, shit.
Pour that.
Yo, honestly, my chest is on fire.
From what?
From that.
Well, from that one?
Yes, bro. My chest is on fire.
Holy.
Who's that?
Hey, let's go.
Mans are in the building.
New person in the building.
Yo, Ben, grab a unicorn cup in that closet.
Yeah.
Yo, hold on. What's his name?
Ben.
Ben is in the building.
Swan Techie to the chain.
Yo, we were just talking about EXO just now, too. So Ben is like, he's probably like the... best.
I already know.
He's like the typography god
for real.
Of like the design universe, you know?
I never knew this many fonts existed until I met this guy.
Yeah, he's got all the subscriptions. You know how we like bootleg fonts? This guy, like, he's got a few, you know?
Yo, what's your favorite font? All-time favorite font.
All-time favorite font.
Oh, yeah.
Helvetica New?
No.
Damn.
Helvetica Now.
Helvetica Now.
Anyone want?
Sorry, it's an Arial Bold, yo.
Yeah. Arial Bold is my go-to.
Yeah, I'm not Arial Bold.
Yo. Chinese New Roman.
That was my I used to be a Gil Sans, man.
I'm a Tahoma.
Gil Sans.
Gil Sans.
Tahoma.
Are you a Serif kind of man or a Sans Serif kind of man?
Sans Serif, for real.
You're Sans Serif, eh?
Yo, I thought the cheers
I thought it was air cheers.
Air
cheers. Yo, you guys don't do air daps when you're leaving parties and there's too many people?
Yo.
Sometimes I do, but some people man just come to you sometimes. Like, you'll be like, yo, peace.
Nah, if you do that with one, you gotta do it with everyone.
Yeah.
With the air daps?
Yeah, the air daps. Just a general one, just air dap for everyone in the middle of the
room. Just do this. Just like, do like
a good head nod is also good.
Yo, easy dog.
Yeah. Oh, look a peace sign. You're out of there. Yeah. You're out. You're gone.
A head nod is okay.
All men's.
Head nod is acceptable.
All men's. Yeah.
You feel glorious because you're like, all right.
Yeah.
You already know.
Yo, sometimes when you do that and like, you know, when you're about to cut and usually mans are like, yo, just stay for a little while longer, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes when it's like you're saying bye to everyone and someone says, or someone doesn't tell you to come back. I'm kind of cheese, bro. Like, I'm like, yo, you don't want me to stay?
Oh, no, let me go.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, you don't want me to stay?
He's like, yo, obviously, y'all niggas want me gone.
Y'all really going to let me leave 2 minutes in?
You're like trying to dab a guy, and he's like, yo, you going for real? Like, are you sure?
All right,
it's
like, cool.
No, I'll stay for, yeah, one more drink. One more drink.
It's like, no, it's like, come on top of it. Why are you gripping it?
Yeah, it's when they connect with you too fast, like, all right, I'm out. Yeah, all right, man, I'll see you. I'm like, damn, nigga, like, let me rock for a little bit.
Yeah, for real.
And it gives you the second hand.
Oh, the second hand is
so you gotta stay. You gotta,
I gotta commit to this conversation.
It's honestly disrespectful if you don't stay after that.
I feel like
two hand grip.
leaving family's house is the hardest shit ever.
Oh,
like, just
man.
Trying to say goodbye to family and shit. All right,
you
I'm gonna go now. Oh, you're gonna go now? I'm like, yeah, I just kind of
so soon. Like, oh, it's been 8 hours.
Just gotta cut.
I gotta kiss all my aunts
out the garage. You know,
honestly, yeah.
Out the garage.
I can't do that. I gotta kiss all my aunts.
Cheers,
dab on my uncles.
Cheers.
Yo, I thought it was a shot.
Yeah, shot.
Nah, bro, I'm drinking water, guys. Abs in 7.
Yeah, this is orange juice.
Yo, this water is sick.
It's about to turn into like that Nori podcast, eh?
It's a lot of pulp. Fuck.
Yo, the pulp does. The pulp
just burns my chest.
Who's drinking Hennessy? I thought we had water.
Dude, my shit is, yeah. That's
my shit water. Who's drinking Hennessy?
No, I'm definitely drinking Hennessy. That's Hennessy in my cup. I don't know what yeah, I don't know what Hennessy is.
All right. Yo, we got one more topic and then I got to cut. You know?
Huh? You got the topic?
No, I don't got it.
You said it like you got it.
No, yeah. You interviewed.
Like you wanted to talk.
You interviewed.
No, we don't interview
it's
anyone.
Not an interview.
No,
it's an interview. It's a conversation.
Bro, I don't know.
It's a conversation, Jolly.
You guys, yo, you asked me some questions, you fuckers.
What? Yeah, ask me
some shit, bro.
Yo, why are you so tall, bro?
Yeah.
Yo,
my fucking grandfather's like, my great grandfather's like 9 feet.
Your great grandpa?
For real?
Yeah.
9?
Yeah.
Nine.
He was a fucking giant.
So he's hands down the tallest man alive, alive? Or is the tallest man like 10'3"?
Actually, I got a fucking topic. DJ Khaled's Mad Sour with this
I seen that.
With this fucking Tyler Creator
I've
shit.
Seen
he's
that.
Like,
what happened?
Basically, he was upset that he didn't get number one. Tyler got number one, he got number two.
Igor.
And Igor is a great album, but you said meh?
Who's no, this is, he said meh.
Oh,
I didn't say meh. I said
No, you said
I heard it.
I heard a man.
Yeah, you can run it back. Yeah, it's gonna sound like a man.
It's cool. It's a good album. It's a good album.
But yeah, so basically, DJ Khaled.
Tommy, where's your album, by the way?
Where's my?
Yeah, you do it.
Huh?
Fucker.
Where's your album?
My album?
Huh? Where's your album?
What are you talking about?
See?
Okay. Yeah, you do.
Coming soon. Don't worry. I'm out here.
So DJ Khaled was mad he didn't get number one, and I guess he went on Instagram and he was like appearing very salty, just saying like, "Yo, you know why I make music? So it can be played on the radio." Yeah, you know, so it can be played here. I make great music. But apparently, homeboy stormed to Epic Records and threw like a whole fucking tantrum.
Eesh.
And they're like, yo, you guys are fucked. And just saying like all this crazy shit. And they're like, yo, there's a bad side of Khaled you don't know. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of fucked. But he threw a temper tantrum and it is what it is.
What happened to being positive?
Yeah, Epic Records own, like, they're both signed to Epic Records. So
Epic
they're
Records.
Like, Epic. The fucking water.
Yo, speaking of Epic Records,
yo, shout out to
Bobby Shmurda live performance in the office.
At Epic
That's
Records.
That's one of the best.
Yo, it blows my mind how comfortable he was.
One of the best.
Yo, actually, shout out Epic Records because right now they got Modi from Epic Records is in Toronto.
Toronto, I'm talking
you
to
know?
Him. Yeah.
You talking to him?
Yeah,
you talking to Modi too?
Okay.
Oh, you guys know him?
No, you know him?
Modi, yeah. Nah, I just... linked
just
up
heard? Just now?
Who?
Yeah, not in real life, but
oh, for real?
I met him. Yeah, he was here. Yeah. I met him back in like All-Star game. All-Star
2016.
Here.
Yo, shout out. Shout out
my man Modi. Man.
Modi. You know what it is? Yo, that's... Is that enough topics for the day?
A lot of name dropping. I like it.
We had brunch, you know.
Yeah. Did we?
Yo, I got chicken souvlaki in my veins.
Oh, yeah. We did have a fried chicken souvlaki. That is why we are late.
That's why you guys are late.
Yeah.
Yo, what's that Egyptian spot that you guys took me to?
Yo, not on here.
Not on here.
Yo, it's too crowded already, man.
Too crowded. I can't expose my spot.
So good though.
When they expand, I'll say.
Nah, they're never gonna expand. It's gonna
be a
second spot.
Yeah.
He actually texted
me last night saying he's expanding.
It's by far
where
the greatest mom. I'll talk to you.
Can't
I'll
show
tell
you guys.
Yo, show me.
But
yo,
heads down
no,
the greatest
yo, the fucking point is though, we have a team to go support. We have a fucking W to go catch.
Yeah,
a dub on the dubs.
Basically, hold on. You guys think Kevin Durant's coming back? You think it's gonna change it?
Yes.
It's gonna change it. Yes, but I don't know in a good way. You know?
Yeah.
Like. What version of Kevin Durant are we going to get?
You feel me? He's angry right now.
He's
I know
cheese.
Klay Thompson is
he's
very upset.
They're both cheese. Yo, that one clip of Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson talking shit to Drake.
Mm-hmm. Is the
where he's like,
funniest shit ever.
See you in the Bay, Aubrey. You know what? Why do you say it like that, first
Man
of all?
Yeah.
And then the other thing is like, if you actually look at the clip, like zoom in a little bit, mm-hmm. and like KD's wearing OVO sound pants.
Yeah.
Like... Yeah.
Yeah, he's wearing like a Gucci sweater.
Like, first of all, there's OVO sound pants. Like, I didn't.
Yeah, separately.
I'm mad. Those are some sick pants.
And then they make pants for like 7 footers like that, you know? Like, yeah. I don't know.
Yo, I have 4 pants because I can't find pants because I'm too tall.
Yo,
I have 4 pants. OVO
sound. I have 4 real pants I can like rely on.
Well, I think if Kevin Durant comes back, it's going to be too much of a fast paced game. And I think that's when Kawhi Leonard is going to turn on. Because I feel like Kawhi's chilling right now.
Yo, you're looking at your laptop like you're reading notes. But the realest note that you don't have on this is the Raptors are undefeated when Jeremy Lin plays.
Shout out Jeremy Lin.
Jay Lin.
Oh, man.
Wish he was in the building.
Imagine Jeremy Lin got on the podcast.
Yo, he's our next guest, actually.
Oh, word?
Yeah, thanks for ruining it.
Oh, sorry. Should I tell him not to come then? Because then...
I feel like he has like a YouTuber like connect kind of thing, you know. You
guys, Jeremy Lin,
yeah. Why? He's like up on like digital shit like that. So I'm pretty sure you guys could get him on this.
Hopefully. I'll beat Jeremy Lin 1-on-1.
Yeah. Yo, I want to see that. Yeah, I want to see that.
Faitana, don't shake your head. I'm not going to bring up. Hey, Faitana.
Hey, support your man.
I said 1-on-1.
Yo, can you beat him?
Yo, Faitana, you still allergic to chocolate?
Yo, bad for that Henny.
This guy's a party head.
One more shot and we out.
Yeah. But yo, you can beat Jeremy Lin 1-on-1, but can you beat Chami the Yami?
Oh, yo, Chami the Yami.
Definitely.
For sure?
Oh,
definitely. For sure. Percentage wise.
Definitely.
Percentage wise. Okay. No, percentage.
I'm going to put money down.
99.
Oh my God.
Give me a percentage. I'm sure you that you
Well, it's 100% because it's already been done before.
Ooh. Right. No. Yo, real shit though.
History repeats.
If we rank the random order guess in terms of basketball skills, I'm probably like
you're up there
second last, you know.
I'll give you top five.
No, I'm playing it so you look sick if someone sees him in real life. Yeah.
But facts. Who would you say is top five guess?
Marlon is low key nice.
Tyrone can hoop. We saw him at Hershey that one time.
Tyrone actually used to be my ball coach.
Yeah, he was beasting at that Hershey run.
Yeah.
Who else?
Get this bottle of contact at 4YE.ca out the way.
That's for you. That's for you.
To put you guys on the spot.
Yeah. I think Marlon. Shit. Marlon and Tyrone can like.
So that's hoop. Two. I said top five.
You said guess. I'm not a guess, baby boy.
So that's three.
Yeah. And I'm a dream guess. So I ain't even part of that.
So what? So Tommy's four. Who's the fifth then?
Does everyone?
I'm not four.
Who's been on the show?
I'm definitely top five.
Ball? Huh?
Mm-hmm. Is Ellie ball?
Yo, Ellie got into a fight this one time. We went to a ball run. It's like the funniest shit ever. Bro.
I think I almost got into a fight with
Ellie. Oh, it was you. he was speaking French.
Can hoop.
Jimmy can hoop.
Meech can't hoop.
Randy can hoop.
Randy can hoop.
Moshe can hoop.
Bro,
I feel like I've seen Randy hoop once and he never tried.
Julian can hoop.
Oh my God. Randy bust my ass, bro. Like that guy. Pause. He's nice.
He hoops like an uncle, huh?
Yeah, but like the nice uncle. But what would you rank Danny though? What would you rank Danny?
Danny's just like annoying. You know,
he's the white JYD in my opinion.
The white version?
Yeah. Cause he's just mad aggressive and just pipes you up. And then he'll give you a 1-2. He'll give you a basket.
I don't see color, so it's just JYD. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
I feel like I could stop Danny.
Hey, wow.
Who else you got on this?
Danny. Randy.
Cut all of that out, bro.
Just Rain can throw fucking me over shoot.
Just Rain?
Yo, boy got a shot.
Boy got a shot.
I'll block the hell out of Just Rain.
Tommy, you rate yourself number one on this list?
No, I'll give myself top five, though, 100%.
Top five?
100%.
Okay. 100%
okay.
Top five.
All
right. Yo, he's very sure about that. He practically put that whole
thing in one word. Yeah, I've seen Randy. I've seen Marlon.
Randy's nice, though.
I know they have better ball handling skills than me. But no one got a better jumper than me. Nobody on the guest list that came through Random Order got a better jumper than me.
Okay, on that note, let's do this last shot. Let's get out of here.
Holy shit, this is a big shot.
Yo, guys.
You poured it yourself?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Cheers. It's one tech.
Oh, we'll do the outro as fuck.
Air cheers. Mm.
That was fun, yo. Thanks for having me.
All done.
Shit. Hey, thanks for coming on the show. We'll do this.
So much sugar in this juice.
Oh, God. Damn it. We'll do this again next time.
Someone put salt in my water?
Judge Tycho season 2.
Season 2. Shit.
Just now?
Just now, what did we say? Soon come. Soon,
whatever. We said just.
I thought we already had. I thought we already did four episodes. Already done. I'm joking.
Don't put me on a spot like that.
Yo, actually, when it comes down to like everything I've ever done as like a producer, the number one thing people hit me about is like Judge Tycho. Like,
real,
actually, yes. Like they always hit me like, "Yo, when's Tycho coming out?" Like, it's crazy.
I got stopped in the bar once, and some man was like, I was like, my boy introduced me to him. I was like, "Oh, sick, what's up?" He's like, "Yo, I seen you on Tycho. Don't worry."
Oh,
like,
Lee.
I was like,
"Oh, I assure you."
People forgot to actually watch this stuff all the time. Yeah.
What was your name, Chester?
Yo, Chester the Churchy.
He looks like a Chester.
Yeah, definitely a Chester.
I'm a quality human being. Yeah. I can.
Tommy was like the. He was
the
like,
best Churchy.
Yeah. He looked like a Best Buy employee, but I rate it.
Bro, it was the
that's a sick
up.
Role, actually. Yeah. Fuck,
it was the button up.
Yeah,
it was the button up.
Okay, let's
go. Yo, Tommy and a button up, you can't stop him. Yo, you guys, you know what it is, man. It's your boy Jay. We out of here. Yeah. Yo, the Raptors got game 4, man. It's crazy. This is going to age so well. So fucking
so
well.
Fucking
guys,
well.
If you're listening, subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to watch the video and see the shit blow up and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to us on the listen to us on the Apple Podcast app and leave a good review and say good shit. Leave 5 stars. We're on Spotify, Google Play, and SoundCloud. Yo, 4ye.ca. We got some samples in.
Yeah, we got some samples in. So
yeah.
Yo.
Some new, you know what I mean? Material.
Yeah, yo, Tommy, shout out your, what's your fans only, bro? Shout it out. What's your fans only, bro?
We'll drop Tommy's fans only in the bio.
Tommy's fans only.
Yeah.
Yo, we need a quote of the day before you get out of here.
Give me something.
Quote of the day.
Quote of the day. Yeah.
Before you get a quote of the day, you got anything to say? You know, go check this out. Da, 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 da.
Check what out.
You got to tell me.
Oh, fuck. What do you want first? Quote of the day or?
Quote of the day's last.
Quote of the day last.
Plug your shit.
Plug my shit. Yo, actually, one of my tweets went viral off you guys last week.
For real?
That shit was crazy.
Which one was it?
It was like, the Raptors are like 1-0 in the finals. And then it was like Tycho screenshot. And it was like Toronto lingo in anger or whatever. That shit went crazy. My battery is up in like, I don't know, an hour. You know what I mean? Like notifications was crazy. So I didn't even like tweet it properly because you know when your shit goes viral and you got to promote something after?
Yeah.
Does that ever work though?
I don't know, but I didn't do it because I was scared.
But I always rate it when someone's like, you know? Check my SoundCloud.
Yeah, I just
thanks for all the love. Check my SoundCloud.
It's good. I check it out. But yeah. That was a fun quote of the day, Tommy.
Oh, quote of the day. What's the quote of the day, Tommy?
Go listen to the 30 minutes of Young Thug flowing for the rest of his 30 minutes.
Go do that.
That's it.
I guess.
The chocolate ones.
Oh, we didn't talk about the chocolate one. Oh, yeah, the chocolate one is, he got Uncle Duties.
But he's with us in spirit.
Yes, sir.